Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Stand by. Here we go.
Sure thing.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams of great days become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, blind in the burning.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Scott Arno. Scott is a great member of our Brain Trust now and has been for about 4 or 5 years. He is thesecurityadvocate.com on the end of that, right, Scott?
Exactly.
TheSecurityAdvocate.com. You can find him and all the things he does for his clients. Scott, we were just talking about the Russian-based Kaspersky antivirus software that's been compromised, and it was used on an NSA computer, National Security Agency computer. As a virus software, and it got hacked by
the way this one happened was slightly different. This was an employee within what's called Tailored Access Operations, which is sort of the offensive arm of the NSA. An employee had unwisely taken some materials home and had it on his home computer, which was targeted. A lot of government agencies were still using Kaspersky until as recently as this past couple of weeks, and they've finally been purging it out of the systems. NSA hasn't been in a bit, so they're not as affected by this particular threat. But Homeland Security, I think it was only last month, they finally said, we should get this off our system.
It blows your mind that we've got this kind of these kinds of threats, and that our own government isn't taking the kind of steps they should take to protect itself.
Well, so often part of the defensive trick, believe it or not, is communication. It's like, guys, talk to each other.
Yeah.
I mean, you run into things like this where there's turf wars between, different government agencies or military agencies. And the thing is, in the age of digitized attacks, that's nuts.
That's right.
Because if, the left hand's getting hit and it's not talking to the right hand, the right hand's going to get hit.
Well, especially when you got members of Congress who can't even talk to each other. It's pretty bad. And then you got this thing people call the deep state. You got people, there's this deep state up there in this security apparatus, it seems like, and in other parts of the government, where people are acting like, that they know better than the electorate.
And that's actually part of what the effort is. It's not so much specifically members of Congress or deep state. It's more like the overall effect is to confuse us and get us to fight with each other.
Right, right.
So we're,
and that's coming from people like Russia.
Exactly.
And the fake news and all that you're talking about.
What's the thing? The not just actual fake news legitimately coming from Russian sources, but if it's a legitimate source of news reporting something that's inconvenient, then someone will scream, "Oh, fake news." And when that's done towards someone that's giving legitimate news, that's a huge problem.
Right.
And they've literally, in effect, divided us into two camps where we're basically yelling at each other. We're screaming at our neighbors instead of working together to protect ourselves.
Well, that's exactly where we are right now with this Mueller in Washington, what he's doing.
Well, think of it this way. I don't care if someone has the exact opposite political views of mine. These are my neighbors. These are the people on my team.
Right.
It doesn't matter if we do things a little differently. We need to work together.
That's right.
Because if we don't do that, we're busy squabbling amongst ourselves, and they're basically pilfering.
But see, that's how I feel about Democrats and Republicans right now. When they're discussing issues that are not political, ideological issues. They're survival. There's existential issues,
mm-hmm.
and they can't even get along on that.
And we've hit a point where we squabble over, what time of day is it? No, it's 6 o'clock, it's crazy. Some of the stuff they're arguing over, and these are huge, huge threats.
Meanwhile, the bad guys North Korea, Iran, Russia, the bad guys are quietly infiltrating our systems, stealing it when they want to steal it, and disrupting us when they want to disrupt us.
And mind you, they're
stupid,
actually active
efforts. How stupid, Scott, does that make us look?
Yeah, it's not good. And there was another thing that was recently in the news talking about Russian efforts through social media to effectively rile people up at each other, both left and right. There was one I recently read where, believe it or not, Russian intelligence had gone through the trouble of infiltrating, you ready for this? Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
To try and get people to get characters that would effectively agitate. I think they were having Pokemon characters specifically near sites where there had been issues over police brutality or people getting injured in police stuff to try and get people angry. Again, fight with your neighbors, don't work together.
Yeah.
Right side or left side doesn't even matter. And I mean, think about how many people you know you could talk to say they think the biggest enemy in the world is insert other political party here. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate liberals. I hate conservatives. It's like, no, these are not
enemies. No, I've lost friends. I have lost friends in the last 9 months, 10 months, because I didn't denounce President Trump.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day,
neither one of those friends that I lost are on record, as I have been over the last few years, picking out the things about Mr. Trump that I didn't like about him, the things that he did that I didn't. So I've been a pretty good, strong critic of his. I just didn't denounce his presidency. I lost friends over that. And that's all I did. I just didn't denounce his presidency.
And these are people you like and should be working with together.
Worked with him for 20 years.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden, they don't want to have anything. They don't want anything to do with me because I won't denounce the Trump presidency.
And that's the thing, you know, people get angry to that extent where it's like, "How dare you disagree with me?" And it's like, "Well, it's not really about that." You know?
Yeah, right.
We've got to stop getting angry at our friends,
folks, and we've got to become better consumers. I've said this last week. We got to become better consumers of information.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.